Episode 2590, Play the Day Away.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you've had a fabulous week so far. And guess what? I have a secret. Lean in just a little bit. I know, I'm talking a little bit softer than normal. Why? Because I am at my grandson's home. Oh yes, he is just on the other side of the wall. And so this grandma has to be extra quiet. So you may have to lean in just a little bit so we can play the day away. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live love and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, a child has a special way of adding joy to every day. Regardless of what life brings, play the day away. But I have to ask, because, you know, of course, I'm playing with my grandson, spending time with him, which I absolutely love and I cherish every moment. But are you one of those parents who keep pounding the pavement trying to suck every bit of fun out of the day? I mean, seriously, be honest. You know those parents I'm referring to. I know you know them. But today, I want you to be honest with yourself. Are you one who is just sitting there at the grindstone saying, guys, you could do better. Son, what is your problem here? You know you've got what it takes. You need to work harder, dig deeper. Daughter, I love you. But, yeah, you know those conversations. Are you supporting your child where she needs the support? Are you supporting your child where he needs the support? Because when we are constantly pushing our children to be the best at everything, there is no room for error. And the pressure can become that which breaks a child. 2020 hindsight, it's a whirlwind that really is not something you want for your child. So instead of making life about the rigors of activities and the successes at every turn, play the day away. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Play the day away. You know, like I told you at the top of this, spending time with my grandson these past few days has reminded me how our children need time to be. No agendas, no schedules, no finite instruction. Only time to play the day away while being a kid. But unfortunately, many times we as parents overlook the basics of our children's needs. We impress upon them what we think is best, yet not really knowing if that's the be-all, end-all. But we convince ourselves that it is, for whatever reason. Maybe it's comparison. Maybe it's living vicariously through your child. I don't know, what is it for you? I know my father, I love him and I miss him deeply. But he did push. And the thing was this, he pushed us to the point where nothing was impossible. Like, I wanted to be an Olympian. Oh yeah, he said you could do it. He never told me I couldn't do anything. If I wanted something, he encouraged me to go after it. And at times I'm thinking, well, yeah, that's pretty awesome. You know, nothing standing in my way. Never was there a talk about, oh, well, we've got to figure out how to raise the funds. It was, you want to do it? Let's figure out a way to do it. And that's great to an extent. But on the flip side, what is it and how does it affect the child when you're pushed and saying you can do anything, but what if that anything isn't best in your own eyes? Yeah, I know I face that personally. The perfection side of me, saying, you know what? I've got to be the best all the time. Is that the message that we're sending our children? That they always have to be the best? They even have to build the best Lego set? Seriously? Can they not just be a kid and put two blacks and one red together instead of having two greens and a brown? I mean, seriously. You know, all these different colors of Legos. And yet we sit there and say, well, it's not exactly like the instructions say. So are they less than? I really want you to think about this and be honest with yourself, because you may not be doing it all the time, but even some of the time can taint your child's growth. So instead of confusing what you think you must be doing, make time to play the day away. And what I mean by that is, number one, encourage childlike curiosity. We all need to see the world through childlike eyes. If we only could be that again. Here's where the child has no goals except to experience the moment. Presence is key to the growth of a child physically, mentally, emotionally, and psychologically, even spiritually. As I'm watching my grandson, oh, he is absolutely precious, by the way. Of course, I'm his grandmother. I'm going to only say positive things. However, it's not just about positive things. It's about the truth. And one of the things that I have watched with him, and I've been very, very careful in not looking at him and saying, well, shouldn't he be doing this at this stage of life? You know, I'm not one of those who went and would grab the book of, you know, what every mom should know and every stage of life and everything was laid out. And I wasn't crazy calling my doctor going, well, you know, she's not doing this or he's not doing that. Shouldn't I be freaking out? And what should I be doing to encouraging it? Right? That wasn't it for me. It was about letting my child experience life at their tempo with their childlike curiosity. We need to allow our children the space and the time to do that. And so my grandson, 16 months old, adorable as all get out, of course, but he's talking and walking at his own pace. You know, these last few days, I've watched him get stronger in his walking to where now he doesn't just have to pull up and balance himself. He can just stand up from a sitting position and not with both legs, now just one leg. And I'm thinking, wow, that thigh is getting stronger. Those calves are doing exactly what they need to do. But, you know, I could sit here and be dragging them all over the place saying, oh, come on, you got to walk. You can do this. Yeah, they need encouragement, but do they need the shove? And I think, unfortunately, a lot of us are shoving our children. Encourage childlike curiosity. Let them grow at their tempo. Allow them to experience life through their eyes, not our eyes, right? Because our eyes are tainted. Unfortunately, they are. And sometimes we can let that get in the way of who our child is becoming. Number two, make the experience more about the process, not the outcome. There always seems to be a hidden agenda with parents. Let your child experience life in his or her manner without constant nudging and nagging to do what you think is right. Sometimes you have to step back and you have to let them make the decisions. You have to let them fall flat on their face. Yeah, it's not fun. Back to my grandson again, as adorable as he is. Well, guess what? He's learning his balance and he's growing. And with growth comes what? Instability, right? His head's a little bit bigger. His gut, well, actually his gut right now is a little bit smaller. But you know, when they're cute, pudgy babies and then they start to stretch out a little bit, then they lose the baby gut, then they start to grow a little bit and they gain it back again, you know? Well, and then as they are growing, they get a little wobbly on their feet, especially when they're learning to walk and move and you know, what does it mean to put your foot down and having your heel touch and wait, oh, and their toes, and then you feel the toes against the wood or the concrete or whatever it is that they're standing on. And it's like, whoa. But then we sit there and we're like, come on, you got this. Instead of letting them just experience the process, right? It's about the journey, not the destination. It's not about the outcome. Your child, guess what? It's going to do a lot of incredible things. But that doesn't have to come at the cost of you nagging and nudging them over and over and over again. Now, yes, we need to encourage them, but there's a difference of encouragement and nudging and nagging. And there's also a difference of encouraging and perfectionism, saying you've got to be always the best. Really? How about being the best that they need to be, not in comparison to somebody else? That is the measurement tool, is their own reflection. And finally, number three, living is more about what is learned versus what is accomplished. If life becomes too regimented, the play is forever removed. Now the day is more about the dread instead of the play. So living is more about what is learned, What is your child learning in the process? When they're playing soccer, what are they learning? Are they learning that it's a team sport, that you have to work together in order to accomplish a goal? Or are they learning that, oh, wait, if I get the ball all the time, then I get to be the hero all the time? What is it? I know this is hard to sometimes really wrestle with, because we only want what's best for our children. I only want what's best for my grandson. And I look at things not with a different perspective than I did with my children, because I really did try to allow them to grow at their pace. Now, did I push a little bit when they needed it? You better believe it. If they were in their realm, my daughter, for example, loving dance. She was in competition. Yeah, every once in a while, mama needed to come in and say, you know what? That's really sloppy. You can shape it up a little bit. You can have more pointed toes. You can extend more. Oh, yes, that would be her mama telling her. But did she start out with her mama doing that? No. She went and enjoyed dance at her own speed, at her own temper, with her own flair. And that was really the key. But sometimes we as parents, we can get too pushy. Really? Do we want to be that kind of parent? Or do we want to know that we are the parent that is encouraging and loving no matter the outcome? Play the day away. Sometimes you just need a break. Sometimes you just need to sit back and see life through the eyes of your child. Are you allowing your child to see life through their own eyes? Don't make it about putting your glasses on them. Let them see life. Encourage them. Walk with them. Inspire them. Yes, discipline them. Push them every once in a while. But don't make it be about the outcome always, because I guarantee you, they're going to learn that, and they're going to learn it the hard way. So be that parent that is encouraging and loving regardless of the outcome. Your child is everything to you, I know. So allow them to shine in their own time. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.